The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So guess what, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo' Thugs South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know, a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
So it is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, gotta admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt too, the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitzed aboard, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry, and actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even, you know, watching a movie like Disco said. And now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So, yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything. It enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are piña colada and grape. So get Blitz, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get Blitz at getblitz.com. Boom.
Okay, so what was this girl's name that went at me on Twitter, Joe? Can you look that up?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Well, you were very misogynist.
Right.
And you're very toxic. Right. And you were very nasty.
Are you mad?
Because you said that Aaliyah was like, and I didn't, you know, Joe, I want to be fair here, okay? Because I want to bust Conan's balls, Mike.
Right.
Joe, find a picture of Aaliyah, all right? Because you refer to her as anorexic skinny, okay? And I want to see.
Kind of.
Well, I want to see if we can.
Compared to the other girls on the fucking thing.
Show a picture because I want to show a picture here.
Right, she's up on the screen.
I want to be able to amend or, you know, walk back the harshness of your statements.
Look at look at that right there. That's not kind of very thin.
Does that look like? Actually, she is very skinny. She is that. In these pictures right here, she looks thin.
Bro, I have no reason to be a dick. You know, she's skinny compared to the other girl. She looks very small. And when she was wrestling with Raquel, she's hot. Some guy was like, whoa, look how good. I never said she wasn't good looking. I said she needs a protein drink or a steak.
Like, this is not like the type of girl that you invest in, like, combat sports. She looks like she should be a glamour model.
Like,
here
she looks full and she looks good, but there was a point where she was looking, you know?
Right.
Like, well, she's showing her ass, the one in the blue right here, where is she?
Right, yeah. Like,
yeah, that looks nice.
No, she's an attractive girl.
Yeah.
Like, we're not body shaming her. Like when you say she's anorexic, looks like
look how skinny she is. There.
And compared to like she looks like Rio skinny. Like look how skinny Rio is.
Right. Plus, if you remember, she was tag team with Raquel, and you know how big Raquel is, and she would actually pick her up almost like a little doll.
Yeah. I was like, look at this. What
are they dating?
Look at this here, Conan. You can give it her arms. She looks a little skinny there. Yeah.
Okay. So let's go to what the girl said that works. I guess she's in the developmental WWE.
Right.
The girl that clapped back at you, Cody, is pretty hot.
Yeah, I know who she is. She's on NXT.
Oh, I don't even know who she is because I don't watch NXT.
Yeah.
But what are the comments that she made here? I want to comment on this first since I'm like everybody thinks I'm like the misogynist and everything, right? Okay. Since when does body size, shape, figure translate to athletic ability, especially in a sport as versatile as pro wrestling? Stop commenting on women's bodies, okay? Well, all right. First of all, it does translate into athletic ability. You can physically see people that physically look more athletic than people that aren't, okay? Like the muscular size and stuff, you know, that does have something. But I would say this. Also, stop commenting on women's bodies, right? Bro, let me, in professional wrestling, you know, like if you looked at all the things that make up a professional wrestler, all right, like the most important things. The women and the men are going to be completely different because the women, the first thing to pass the eye test would be, what does she look like? Is the first thing you see, like, you know, like if you're watching, you're looking at a female wrestler, the first thing that hits you is, okay, is she attractive, yes or no? And that's pretty important because we have a history of professional wrestling, girls that are attractive, they don't really have to have the type of skill required because from an eye test standpoint, they're very appealing to fans, right? Perfect example is Jay Cargill, right? Like the first time you lay eyes on that girl, like that's the first thing that you see is like, wow, this girl looks like $1 million, right? So we can agree, like, stop commenting on women's bodies is like, you know, if you're in the room in a professional wrestling like you're a booker at AAA, would you argue, and I think this is pretty much common sense, that what a girl looks like affects her marketability, like and whether or not you want to use her, like, first and foremost? Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's common sense, you know? The next thing you do is, can she talk? Can she work? Like, in that order. How does she look? Can she talk? And can she work? And, like, but, you know, but say, stop comment. If you want to, like, erase what does she look like from the conversation, that you're, I'm sorry, that the, if you're trying to put a woman on TV that you want to draw, that you can't talk about what she looks like.
Yeah,
that's absurd.
This is what I like. So this thing called Wrestle Tracker Women, right?
Right.
He puts it out there to everybody. Conan wants Aaliyah to start protein drinks.
Is that what he put?
Yeah.
Did you say that in your comment?
Yeah.
I think you may have actually mentioned that. She needs a
protein. Yeah. A steak or a protein shake.
I would argue that. I disagree. I don't think she needs protein drinks. I think she needs a burger and fries. She needs a
cheesecake.
Steak's pretty close. So anyways, and so this guy puts it out there. This guy puts it out there, right? So it's like a snowflake, right? Putting it out to the woke culture, to all the fake outrage, to all
you
the, we don't have anything to get mad about, but we got this to get mad about. Let's all rally. You know what I'm saying?
And not I'm rallying against you. I'm with that rally.
Good, good. So this girl, of course, answers, because she's probably a younger generation. I know she is younger generation than me. And, you know, they're all about body shaming and all that. Okay. Let me first say this. I understand your generation's very sensitive to these things, and we're not supposed to body shame and all that. But I come from another generation, right? And you're not going to tell me what to do, what to comment on, or what not to comment on, just like I would never tell you what not to comment on. Okay. The other thing is, let me read the thing she said, because I wanted to make a, can you bring it up?
Oh, yeah, it's on. Oh, hang on. Yeah, right here.
So it says, since when does body shape, size, shape, figure translate to athletic ability? Well, when you're thinner and smaller than everybody else, it's hard for people to invest and believe in you. That's number one. Number two, I said her work was not that good because she looks like she's kind of green, but she really isn't. She's been around for like 7 years. Okay. But I wasn't talking about her athletic ability. I was talking about that she needs to gain weight so she can be, in my eyes, more marketable. If that upsets you, too fucking bad.
Right. We're talking about a girl that actually needs to gain weight, not lose weight. Like the most shameful thing you can say to a girl is, like, you call her overweight.
Right.
I got some heat for saying Deonna Purrazzo had a little bit of a belly.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm not going to walk that back, because I think that she did. That's the only critique I have of her. A little bit of a belly. You know, it's kind of, you know, so I'm not, you know, like, she, her work is fine. Her promos are fine. She dresses nice. That's the only critique I have. And it's like, people want to get on me. Well, why can't I point out the only critique I have of somebody? Like, you're not going to critique if they offend people. It's like,
right.
You know, part of being throwing yourself on TV, okay, in front of the world, all right, there's an unwritten rule here that you are lending yourself to public criticism.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Okay, because you're getting paid and decent sums of money to do what a very few people on this planet are allowed to do on TV. Like, if you talk about the amount of people that watch and view professional wrestling, and the amount of people that actually have done it or do it on television, the percentage is ultra small.
Let's get real. Let's get real with this, Disco. All of us,
right?
There's not one exception. We all comment on everything. I'll give you an example. If there's three girls and three guys in a room and they're watching wrestling, all six of them will make comments. Hey, he's hot. She doesn't even look like a wrestler. Everybody would be commenting, because that's natural. I'm not really supposed to comment because you don't want me to.
The comment's negative.
Right.
You're only allowed to talk positively. And unfortunately,
but
with
to me, it isn't a negative comment. It's constructive criticism.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. That's and the plus, because you would, if you were at WWE and you were a producer,
if she was in AAA,
you would probably pull her aside and say, hey, you need to put up some, a little bit of weight.
Right.
You
know, if she was in AAA, I'd say, hey, gain you some weight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Put a little meat on your bones out there.
Right.
You know,
nothing wrong with that. How come nobody says anything when we said it about Dom? We didn't say he looked anorexic, but we said he needed to gain weight.
Nobody said shit then. And what did the kid do? He went out to gain weight.
Right. He looks great.
That's right. Yeah. You know.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year, and you know you should be back into the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, or the delicious Salted Caramel Whey Protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySubs.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySubs.com through the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySubs.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout. And we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySubs.com.
Free speaker, huh? Ooh.
What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid type dreams. You're out like a light and you wake up and there's no fogginess or like if you use like some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy, but not with Recovery PM.
I've been using the desiccated liver pills.
Cool.
They've been great. I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code, we beat everybody else. Yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Subs. Boom.
It's funny. Like they said, like people were saying the Walter.
So what's this girl's name? What's this girl?
Katrina. Oh, excuse me. Carmen Petrovic.
Am I allowed to comment on Dominic or no?
You're allowed to comment on it, but you gain the right to comment. Well, first of all, so the funny thing about this is, like, I'll make comments, and people will get on me. It's like, my dude, let's be honest. Of all the personalities in professional wrestling, okay, all of them, the percentage of comments that are hateful, like, where do I rank on the list?
Top three?
I mean, it's got to be, right?
Yeah, yours aren't hateful.
People have no issue criticizing my work. Back in the day, like, jobber. You were relevant. You work with you.
Bro, here's the funny part.
Disco have a good match. You know, I'm like,
here's the funny part.
Right?
Here's the funny part. When you look on their biography or your followers, you always notice one thread. Right. There are guys that never did shit in their life talking about guys that have.
Right.
Wannabes, never gonna bees.
Right.
They're nobody, bro. And they
repeat the same thing. Jobber, relevant.
Right.
Would you like to hear a couple of Reddit takes on this issue?
Yeah. There was
Reddit talks about K100 a lot. Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah. So here's a couple, and I'm gonna give you from both sides. This guy
Reddit's
says,
the worst, by the way. These are the worst trolls, you know. Like if you're on Reddit threads,
worse than YouTube comments.
Well, way worse. Like a Reddit thread is like just like, you know,
I haven't read that in a long time. Yeah.
Very insulting, you know. It's actually pretty funny, some of the stuff. So go ahead.
So this comment says, these comments sending her to eat something are horrendous and saying she looks like anorexic. F Conan. But this is a medium where wrestlers know better than anyone how can they help their image to rise their status or how they are perceived. We can't give Jade so much praise for how she looks and later just say never have an opinion on the body of a performer, which is absolutely contradicting. Thing is about not leaning on the toxic side of it.
What's the toxic side? If a girl's physical appearance is holding her back and nobody's going to bring it up, I would suggest it's going to keep holding her back until somebody maybe points that out. Hey, one of the reasons you're being held back might be this. And it's like, if that's a hateful comment and stuff, then you're just trying to like, but that's where it turns it. That's where it's constructive criticism. If you're pointing out something from an expert's point of view, from somebody that's like been in a writing room and like, you know, like knows well the landscape of professional wrestling. That's the funniest thing is like people say I'm out of touch and stuff. I'm not out of touch. Fans today are out of touch. They're out of touch because they've never experienced things that drew way, you know, but back when we did it, which have never really not continued to draw. You know what I'm saying? So I would say that this generation is far more out of touch than I am because I'm just bringing up obvious criticisms. But this generation makes it your points of view like you're toxic for even bringing that up. It's like, okay, I'm toxic then. Sometimes the toxic voices are the ones that need to be heard because all the other voices are not helping them. You know, just reading about how good you're doing from your fans, okay, are you ever going to improve on any of your faults or deficiencies if all you do is have everybody tell that you're doing everything right when you're clearly doing stuff wrong and you're not as advanced in your career as you should be? Like, that's a common sense. That's a rhetorical question. But the question itself, you would have people arguing with me over that question. You know, so it's ridiculous. It's like we have a right, you know, on our free speech platform to, you know, critique the shows as we see fit. A lot of these guys that do this are scared to be honest. I'm just going to tell you plain as day what I'm looking at because I don't have any skin in the game. You know, I'm not looking for a job. I'm fine with my work, you know. So I don't know. I think it's you know, all you're really doing, you're clapping back at people that are being critical of people. You're just gathering up a crowd to yell at us for you know, talking negatively about something. And that's the problem is that's like a lot of this generation, and that's one of the problems like the AEW is facing right now. Like they're floundering in the ratings. You know, that it's not they're having trouble drawing, and like we're obviously watching. It's like you're looking at those metrics. It's like, dude, it's like you're not. You're having trouble filling seats in your live shows. Your show is not that great in the ratings. And like, and then you got the guy that's in charge of the show telling everybody, like, this is one of the best runs they've been on. And, like, the fans go, yeah, it is one of the best runs we've been on. And you're trying to, like, explain, like, well, here's one of the reasons it's not. And then you get the hate from the fans, the people that like the stuff. So it's like, you know, whatever you can't have a... And I'm not... I don't think I've ever used, like, vulgar language or, you know... I think the worst thing I ever said was about Evil Uno, that you can't put a fat guy with tits on your show in the main event. That was harsh. Okay. But I was just trying to be more, you know, harsh humor than anything, you know, but then like, you know, mean. Than me, right? You know, but face the facts, you know, the guy does need to get in shape. Okay. But the fans' clapbacks at me are far more vulgar and nasty than anything I've said.
Right, like the, you know, example in this Reddit here is the guy says it's funny how everyone's coming at Conan for body shaming, but then he quotes somebody that's just like, "Shut up, you bald fuck," and it's like, "Well, but right. Now you're talking about his appearance, you idiot."
Right, exactly. The critics are so hypocritical because nobody takes the high road. Nobody, like none of my critics, like you could collectively look at all of the comments about me, and 90% of them would be, "Well, this person did not take the high road here at all." You know, it's just like, whatever. That's why that doesn't bother me. You know, there's people out there that just love to complain about everything. And you just sit back and just let them complain, you know?
And then it dies down.
You got a comment, Conan?
I mean, I agree with mostly everything you say. And at the end of the day, you know, people, they'll come on my page and they disrespect me. And then I answer them back and they go, because I'll say shit like, I don't give a fuck what you think. And then why are you answering me? I'm not answering because I gave a fuck. I'm answering you because you're coming on my page and disrespecting me, you jack off.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.